question. Is there any verse in the Gita which says that we are souls on a multi-life journey of spiritual evolution? Answer, not exactly. But we could say that this idea of soul transmigrating from one body to another and having an ultimate destination, that is a part of the overall worldview of the Bhagavad Gita. And within that worldview, we have, for example, the idea that the soul is a part of God, and the soul is driven by the senses away from God, and by learning to become devoted to God, the soul will go back to God. So that, we could say, is the whole idea of evolution. So that is what is talked about in the 15th chapter. In 15.7, Krishna tells Arjuna that we are his parts. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shishthani indriyani prakriti sthani kalshati. So this describes our eternal spiritual position and our current material condition, that we are being dragged by the mind and senses. How we are dragged by the mind and senses, that's explained in the next verse. That Krishna says in 15.8 that Shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramatishvara prithvaitani sanyati vayurganhani vashayat. This is wind carries aromas, the soul carries conceptions from one body to another. And then in a new body we get senses and we try to enjoy accordingly. Shotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranameva cha adishtayam anishtayam vishayanupasevate. So during this transmigration, there is not evolution, there is simply, you could say, exploration. The soul is exploring what will give me happiness. But then the subsequent verses talk about jnana chakshu, acquiring the eyes of knowledge. Itan utkramantam siddham vapi bhunjanam vagunanmitam vimudhananu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah. That when in the soul, normally deluded, can't see the soul's own condition, transmigration of one body to another, engagement within one body. But with the eyes of knowledge, we can see. And subsequent verses tell us what those eyes of knowledge actually are. How to see God in this world, as described from 15.12 to 15, and then how to see God beyond this world as a transcendental reality. That is talked about in 15.16, 17 and 18. And then Krishna says that such a person becomes devoted to me and attains me. Yo mame vasam mudho janati purushottamam sa sarva vidbhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. And in this way, somebody who knows me full becomes devoted to me and does attains me. Iti go hyadam shastram idam uttamayanaga etat buddhva buddhiman syat kuta kutyascha bharata. Both are there. Attain, those who act with this knowledge, they have the most confidential knowledge, and their actions know perfection. And what is that perfection? That is mentioned right in the beginning of this chapter itself, that those who surrender to me, they attain me. Nirmana moha yasanga dosha adhyatma nityavritta kama dandvair mukta sukha dukkha samya gacchanti amudha padama ubhayam tad. They attain the imperishable abode, those who surrender to me, giving up worldly attachments and cultivating spiritual consciousness. The verse before that has talked about tatapadam tat parimargitavyam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuyah tameva chadyam purusham prapatti yatah pravritti prasuta purani. So we go to the spiritual level and there we surrender to the supreme spiritual reality. So in a sense, the Bhagavad Gita's 15th chapter overall could be said to be a summary of this message, that it could be overall conveying this message. We go through many lifetimes and we are all meant to evolve towards realizing and loving Krishna. Thank you.